The Alaska Marine Highway System will not have to shut down in April. Governor Bill Walker signed a supplemental appropriations bill today, funding the ferry system through the end of June. The current fiscal year's spending plan left an 11-week hole in the system's budget. April 16th was set as the shutdown date. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman represents many of the Southeast communities most dependent on the ferry system.
I think that's great. We can get the Marine Highway through 1st of July. And then have a fairly flat schedule going forward, a little few improvements, but for the next year, and continue to try to move the Marine Highway forward instead of backwards.
The supplemental bill provides about $25 million for the ferry system. The shortfall was caused by an earlier spending bill meant to fund Medicaid if it ran out of money. It called for that money to come from the ferry system. Those terms were not widely known. Stedman sounded the alarm about the shortfall in September. He called it skullduggery and downright sleazy.
It's not how we should do budgets or how we should deal with the public purse. So I think the negative press and those type of actions go a long way to keep them from reoccurring.
The $110 million fast-track supplemental bill also funds gaps in the state's Medicaid and prison programs. Ferry funding for the budget year beginning in July still needs to be approved by the full legislature. So far, it's passed the House, but not the Senate.